If you are a parent of a Clark County School District institution, maybe you have grandkids that are in school. There is a new thing called restorative practices, which is essentially having students atone for misbehavior via counseling rather than suspending them. The traditional way of handling this is taking a student down to the principal's office, where essentially they are suspended. But now there is a new wave out there among educators, and it's called restorative school discipline. They are trying it around the country, and it's not working. Denver pioneered the approach, now adopted far and wide. Suspensions have fallen significantly because schools are just saying, well, we're just not going to do that. Denver removed police from schools. Violence spiked. All this part of a report, Real Clear Investigations. And I must tell you, it's disturbing. Because what's going on now is they're saying, well, we don't want to stigmatize this child with suspension. We'd rather do it via counseling. What is to say you can't do both? I mean, why? No, serious. I'm being serious. Why not do both? Why not get them counseling while they're under suspension? That would seem to make sense. I'll ask that of our next guest coming up from Real Clear Investigations. We'll do that and a whole lot more coming up. Also, don't forget, Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach, will join us. There is new polling out on that Nevada U.S. Senate race. It'll be interesting to see what happens there. Boy, I tell you, you got two great individuals that are a part of that race. I can't wait to see how this thing plays out. It's going to be interesting. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Get the info you need to know with the KMZQ Newsflash, proudly sponsored by DeCastro Verde Law Group Personal Injury. Alex and Orlando DeCastro Verde will stand by you every step of the way, and their family will fight for yours.
Hey guys, if you're suffering with erectile dysfunction, listen up. This is Tom Polisi, owner of Las Vegas Aesthetics. Look, don't be fooled by places promising great results if they're only giving you 30% of the real treatment. There are three parts to a successful outcome, and the P-Shot is still the most important. If they don't offer it, you're in the wrong place. Call Las Vegas Aesthetics and ask for the WAR special. It's 702-664-1300. That's 702-664-1300.
Talking about the news of the day need not be toxic or boring. Hey, it's Rob Carson. Join me weeknights from 6 to 8 for a unique and fun look at politics and pop culture. It's the Rob Carson Show on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. Thousands of New York police officers turning Fifth Avenue into a sea of navy blue as they bid farewell to the second of two colleagues recently killed by an armed gunman. 27-year-old officer Wilbert Mora died last week from injuries sustained while responding to a domestic disturbance in Harlem on January 21st. His police partner, 22-year-old Jason Rivera, was also killed and laid to rest last Friday. New York City Police Commissioner Keechan Sewell says Mora always wanted to be an officer.
Wilbert was the perfect candidate to join the NYPD. No one had to tell him to become a police officer. It was all he ever wanted to do. It was the most loved, significant, inextricable part of his life.
And thousands have gathered in Baltimore to mourn the loss of three firefighters who died after they were trapped inside a burning vacant row home when it partially collapsed last week. The memorial drew firefighters and others from around the country. Also at townhall.com, Iowa Representative Ashley Hinson has introduced a bill that would put an end to U.S. flights for illegals into the country. Bob Agnew reports.
Hinson says there's a good reason for her Stop the Betrayal Act.
Americans feel betrayed by this administration, and the administration needs to be held accountable.
The bill would put a stop to the Biden administration's secret flights to transport illegals around the country.
Because in essence, what they've done is bring the border crisis to our backyards across America, and that's unacceptable to Iowans. It's unacceptable to Americans.
GOP Representative Ashley Hinson of Iowa was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agnew reporting.
And on Wall Street, stocks have finished higher. Big communications and technology companies help lift the broader market. The Dow 223 points higher today, and the NASDAQ was up 71. More at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Alex and Orlando DeCastroverde are third-generation lawyers and lifelong Nevadans. They built DeCastroverde Law Group Personal Injury on their family principles. When you've been injured, they'll fight the insurance companies, seek maximum compensation, and stand by you the entire way, just like family. DeCastroverde Law Group Personal Injury. Our family will fight for yours. Online at dlgteam.com or call 702-222-9999.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Launa proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
It's 104. This is your KMCQ News Flash, powered by DeCastroverde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. Nevada law enforcement wrote more than 5,100 speeding tickets last year for drivers going over 100 miles per hour. Officials say the number would have been higher if they were fully staffed. The Nevada Office of Traffic Safety says 5,137 tickets were written statewide in 2021. That's up more than 4,400 in 2020, which averages out to 14 drivers cited every day going over 100 miles per hour. Gore County Sheriff Joe Lombardo has rescinded the mandate requiring new Metro police officers to be fully vaccinated against COVID-19. The sheriff said that with the recent dip in positive cases, his department has lifted the mandate, and they did so about a week ago. He says he still supports people getting vaccines, but that's the person's personal decision. The plans for the upcoming NFL draft in Las Vegas still include a red carpet presentation over the fountains at the Bellagio, only in Las Vegas, right? Las Vegas was scheduled to host the 2020 draft before the COVID-19 pandemic shut everything down, but it will have major road impacts beginning on April 13th, which we'll get into.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Right now, look out for a crash on Interstate 15 northbound. That's at Russell. The off-ramp is affected there. On the right side is blocked, so stay to the left as you work through there. Also, lane restrictions causing backups both directions on Interstate 515. That's between Main Street and Eastern Avenue.
In addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that. And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do when followed through, the exact opposite. Check it out. COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. You think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right. To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
As you know, on this program, we talk a lot about education because education involves our future, our community's future, our young people's future. The people that are 15 now are going to be doctors and lawyers and cops and stockbrokers, and they're going to be doing a lot of stuff, and that's why our schools are so vitally important. There is something new out there, though, that is a little scary. It's called restorative school discipline. A guy that has followed this story a lot for Real Clear Investigations is Vince Bielski, who joins us. Vince, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Kevin?
I am doing fine. I love this study because you zeroed in on Denver, Colorado, but this is happening elsewhere around the country. Talk a little bit about what restorative school discipline is and how does it work?
It's a response to the fact that a disproportionate number of African-American and Latino students were getting suspended from high school and middle school at about three times the rate of white students. And what schools decided to do, often being pressured by outside advocates, is to change their internal discipline policies to keep those keep the number of suspensions down for African American and Latino kids. The problem is that we all can kind of agree on is if kids aren't in school, you know, more bad stuff may very well happen. They're not being monitored. Sometimes there's no one at home. Research shows that they're more likely to get in trouble with the law when they're not in school. That just makes sense. So the schools wanted to keep them in school. So rather than sending them home and suspending them, they decided we're going to form circles and conversations with kids and talk these problems out. So, for example, there's a big fight in the playground. Denver, in the past, would, in other districts around the country, really, because this practice is now widespread, would, if it was a fight that caused a broken bone, they would be compelled to call the police. They would be compelled to suspend the student. Today, they have modified those practices. So for a lot of fights, for possession of marijuana, other forms of verbal abuse, they're not suspending the kid. At the high rate that they used to, they're saying, let's talk about it, get to the root cause of the problem, figure out why you're doing this, and see if you'll stop it. Now, the problem is, it works for some kids. Some kids decide they're going to think a little bit about why they just beat up the kid sitting next to them. And maybe that wasn't such a good idea because the kid now has a black eye, and maybe they don't want to be the bully anymore. It doesn't work for all the kids. Some kids keep fighting. Some kids, this isn't the kind of response that helps prevent school violence. So today we see a problem with a rise in school violence because of the pandemic. And we're coupling that with the fact that we're going light on discipline in a large number of school districts around the country. And there's a concern that what's going to happen? Are we going to be able to contain what's happening in our schools? It's a serious problem.
Let me ask you, it's obvious that in Denver, I'm I suspect, and I would fully understand it, if suspensions were down. Were they down? And by the same token, what about other things like fights and violence? Were they down as well?
They were not down as well. And that's getting to the problem I was talking about, which is for some kids it works. Some, you know, like with anybody, some people are a little more reasonable. They have a little more empathy. And talking about the cause of the problem, talking about the harm done from the problem can help. But what they found in Denver was it really didn't suppress overall level of violence. So the student would fight, would talk it out, and a couple weeks later, they might fight again. Violence in school, particularly in inner cities, is a big problem. It keeps kids from learning in class, and it's a issue that is, you know, hurting communities across the country. This solution isn't a magic bullet. We're still tackling this problem as a country. Preventing some kids from entering the criminal justice system at the age of 15 might be a good thing, because all they do need is a little talking to, and maybe they're mature enough to figure out you're not going to get anywhere in life if you keep screwing around in class. Another group of kids, it doesn't work. And as a country, we haven't figured out how to keep our schools as safe as they need to be, obviously, because we see what happens when things can get really out of hand, and kids come to school with loaded weapons, and that is still a big problem. We hear about the big massacres, but we don't hear about all the smaller incidents that happen almost on a daily basis.
Again, Vince Bielski is joining us from Real Clear Investigations. He's a reporter there, and he's been following this story, in particular in Denver, Colorado. But this is happening elsewhere around the country. Is there a plan B that is out there? Is there an alternative to this restorative school discipline, but maybe short of suspension?
It would be nice. Smart people are trying to improve the restorative practices piece of it, but I don't think there's a real comprehensive plan B. I think each school district needs to look at this problem for what it is. What's going on in this country now is we've politicized public education. The left and the right each have their boogeymen, and they're pursuing different agendas, and really not benefiting the kids. And let me give you a real current example. A lot of schools remove their police officers from their schools in the wake of the George Floyd killing in 2020. That killing happened. The school district said, even though the school police officers had nothing to do, obviously, with what happened in Minnesota, about 33 districts around the country gave the police officer, they removed the police officer from the school, thinking we're over-policed as a country, right? This was a big deal. Kids come back to school after the pandemic this fall, and there's a huge outbreak in violence, and this is really, again, across the country. And in a lot of schools, the police officers aren't there. So you ask, is there a plan B? Well, some districts are bringing back the police into their schools. And it's not that the police patrol the halls looking to arrest kids. What's really interesting about police in schools is they actually have a very hybrid role of both being a police officer, a counselor, sometimes a peacemaker, and they have a very positive effect in schools in general. But because we've politicized education, all of a sudden they became a symbol of heavy-handed policing, and they districts removed them, mistakenly from their schools. So I think that the plan B should be, let's stop talking about politics and let's deal with what kids need. And they need to do better in school, and they need to reduce the level of violence. The schools are out of control. in certain regions of the country, in certain, you know, not everywhere, but certainly in some places. And so one of the things we could do immediately is bring the police officers back into the schools and use them for what they do, which is really bring a level of peace within the halls of those schools. They've been very effective.
I know that the Obama administration, the Barack Obama administration, had been very strong on eliminating as best we can suspensions. I'm curious what the Biden administration, what Miguel Cardona, the education secretary, has said on this. Where do they stand on this policy?
You know, it looks like they're going to push the same guidance that the Obama administration did. They haven't released it yet. They've just hinted at it in a few letters. I don't think what the Obama administration said was that racial bias was the cause of more African American and Latino kids getting kicked out of school. I don't think that there's racial bias in our society. That goes every which way. I don't think calling this situation a situation of racial bias helps anybody, and it doesn't help the kids. So if that's what the Biden administration finds, and because essentially what you do is you're blaming the teachers. You're saying the teachers are biased or the administrators, and that's why more Black and Latino kids are getting kicked out of school. That's not really what's going on. The data shows that Black and Latino kids fight more in schools. And they fight more in schools because some of them, at least, are coming from more difficult communities where there are gangs, where there is violence, and they bring that activity with them to the schools. So the facts and the data present a complex picture, and we don't help the situation when we treat it as a situation of racial bias or politics or ideology. And so we will see what the Biden administration does, but it won't advance the ball for our kids in schools if we start blaming the teachers for the suspensions.
Is there any evidence at all that restorative school discipline works in some districts? Are there districts that say, Denver, hey, I know you guys had problems, but it's not the story we're telling. What about other cities around America? Is it working everywhere or not working everywhere?
It works best when all the teachers and the administrators have believe in it and practice it. If you think about what a teacher, let me step back. If you think about what a teacher does all day, they work, they're in class, they're trying to teach math, they're trying to teach reading. They've got a big job, and our classrooms in the United States are large. I live in New York City, and the average is 34 kids in a classroom. They have a lot to do. Now we're asking them also to be peacemakers and to do what typically a police officer or a counselor or a psychologist might do. So it's a big ask to train our teachers to also handle conflicts that have nothing to do with the education they're trying to instill in our kids. And so, but where there are schools where the teachers are participating, the administrators are, and they're very on the ball. So if a fight breaks out, they immediately pull the kids aside. They have a meeting. They might call in the parents where they're and they talk it out. Where this happens, what the research has shown, is that school violence can be reduced, not eliminated, and the students they form better relationships with each other and with teachers. It makes sense. There are a lot of conflicts in life that you can talk out. You just don't have to fight about them in the playground. But the problem is most school districts don't have the resources and the teachers don't have the time to take on this extra burden. When at this point, we're, you know, as a country, we're behind in math. We're behind in the proficiencies that are most important in math and English. And so generally, their school districts are not finding this is reducing conflict in schools. What it is doing is reducing suspension, which is a little bit kind of like having, you know, half a dinner. You're kind of, it's not quite there. So we haven't found the answer yet. But we don't go in the right direction when we start blaming teachers for being racially biased and not treating kids fairly, because that really, in my research, doesn't show to be the root of the problem.
It'll be interesting to see how this progresses and as we get more research in. Vince, thanks so much for joining us. Really appreciate it. If folks want to know more about what you're doing at Real Clear Investigations, how do they find out?
Oh, just please go to Real Clear Investigations. Google it. You'll find the website. It's a big media company, and our stories are posted every day. So enjoy.
Hey, Vince, thanks so much. I really appreciate your time. We'll talk again soon.
And thank you. Have a good day.
Vince Bielski joining us. He's a reporter at Real Clear Investigations, an offshoot of Real Clear Politics. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This is John Kovacs, conservative Republican candidate for Congress in Nevada's 3rd Congressional District. I'm running for Congress because our country, teetering on the brink under Democratic Party rule, which has only become more apparent since Joe Biden's ascension to the White House. From his killing of the Keystone XL pipeline, to his abandonment of our southern border, and blundered pullout from Afghanistan, the Biden administration has been an unmitigated disaster from the beginning. Now we become aware of his intent to award $450,000 to illegal immigrants. As our food prices are skyrocketing, gas prices are soaring, and unemployment in Las Vegas leads the nation. All the while, our congressional leaders stand by idly and do nothing. That's why I'm asking for your vote, so you can send me to Washington to fix this mess. Go to my website, KovacsForCongress.com, to join our movement and support the cause. Please support me as I fight for you. Paid for by John Kovacs for Congress.
We're tuning in now to a press conference where a spokesperson for New Mail Medical Center is answering questions from the media. Take a listen.
Yeah, many men have tried pills with no success, or they have had bad side effects. What makes New Mail any different?
Our treatments can work even when pills have failed. Next question.
What if someone is diabetic, has high blood pressure, or even had prostate surgery?
We've treated tens of thousands of patients just like that, and with great success. Next question.
And for men who don't have ED, can New Mail still help them be at their best?
New Mail offers low T treatments, peptide therapy, medically managed weight loss, even treatments for hair loss.
Call now at 702-919-0609 or visit online at numale.com. Call New Mail Medical Center at 702-919-0609. That's 702-919-0609. New Mail, the experts in men's sexual health.
With inflation skyrocketing and energy rates rising, wouldn't it be great to know what you'll be paying for energy for years to come? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Thad Alger and the solar professionals at Inspire Solar Solutions will help you take control of your power. Thad can save you 10 to 20% immediately and lock in savings on your monthly costs for years to come. Right now, there are lucrative federal tax incentives that will allow you to offset over 25% of the price of your solar system. Plus, there are compelling financing and leasing options so you can go solar with minimal or no out-of-pocket investment. As a bonus, everyone who signs up will receive a Vivint smart home security system and 3 years of monitoring for free. That's a $2,800 value. Find out how much you can save on solar for years to come. Call or text Thad at 702-518-9646 or check them out at InspireSolarSolutions.com. That's 702-518-9646. One more time, InspireSolarSolutions.com.
There's a child in Kenya, or Sierra Leone, or India, or Bolivia, who you could connect with. And through Child Fund, it's possible. We may be thousands of miles apart, but we can still connect with each other. And when we do, we make things better. We connect children all around the world with what they need to grow up healthy, educated, and safe. That's what Child Fund is about. Together, we co-create, support, and sustain connections that lead to greater well-being for millions of children who live in poverty worldwide, and their families, and their communities, and their countries, and you. Join us. Together, we can make the